Hello and welcome to the Self-Narrate Podcast. My name is Brandon.
And I'm Jaren.
The Self-Narrate Podcast is a production of Self-Narrate, a organization that is devoted to helping people to develop and share their personal stories.
Hello again. We're back with another recording from our October 2023 meetup. Theme was In Disguise. This story comes to us from Matthew.
Wow, there's a lot of... My hand went up, and now I'm back here, so I guess I'm going to tell the story. My name is Matthew. The way I interpreted this prompt is, over the summer, I studied abroad in Spain, which I'm very thankful for, and it was a lot of fun. Specifically, I was in Valencia, and I was kind of trying on a disguise of a different version of myself. The people in my group, the way the program was set up is I was studying Spanish, and you could go and you could either take beginner Spanish classes or intermediate Spanish classes, and I was in the second group. I was there to like immerse myself in the culture and get to know all the locals and talk and make as many friends as possible. But there are a lot of people who are more sorority fraternity types that were just there to just go be in Europe for the summer and get their Spanish prereqs out of the way for whatever their majors were. So the disguise I was trying on, my dilemma was I wanted to have friends on the trip, but I'm also not that type of person. I'm the type of person who journals a lot and drove here by myself to go listen to strangers tell stories. Partying is not necessarily my thing, but I decided to try it a few times. So I figured I would tell the story of the last night that I went out. So it was about 1 a.m. when my roommates and I were sitting around not doing much. I had two roommates, Joey and oh my god, I forgot the other guy's name. Hunter, Joey and Hunter, sorry. You can tell I rehearsed this. Now, Joey, he's a real nice guy, but he's not the best at planning or necessarily considering the desires of other people. So it was 1 a.m. when we were ready to go, and Hunter and I periodically were like, all right, Joey, you ready? Like, let's do this. Let's go out. And he was like, yeah, I just got to finish up this assignment. And he said that about 6 times until it was 3 a.m. and he had finally finished his assignment. So I was practically sober at that point, but we decided to go out anyways. I mean, in Spain, that's what they do anyways. You go out way later than most people, and that was also something that I was not accustomed to. I was nearly falling asleep, half drunk, waiting for him, sitting at a table, scrolling through Wikipedia, reading about musicians I like, just because that's fun. And anyways, we get to the club, and I've split an Uber with them, but it's kind of far, so it's like $10, and it was $20 for a ticket, and I get there, and I'm waiting in line, and it's a really long line. Everyone's just starting to show up, so I guess it worked out, but I get pulled to the side because my shorts are called a bathing suit, I guess. I don't know. They're like a really nice, normal pair of shorts that I thrifted somewhere here, and I was really excited because I got a cute new dress shirt that looked real. It looked real cute, but the guy in broken English was like, you have a bathing suit, leave. He was like, come back in jeans. And I was practically not even wanting to be there. So I was like, all right, maybe I'll just go home and go to bed. And then it happens to my roommate Hunter too. And he has like cut off khakis on. So I don't even know why they singled him out. I don't know. Maybe they just didn't want him there or something. But I come back. I go back home with Hunter. We both do 2 shots really quickly so we can go be drunk at the club. It was legal. It was cool because I could also drink alcohol there legally. That was fun. So I was capitalizing on that. And then he convinces me to go back out with him. So I spend more money on an Uber and I go back. And finally, it's like 3:30 in the morning. And we try to meet back up with my other friend Joey, who got in already, and a bunch of other girls that we were supposed to be meeting up with. And we can't find them for like 30 minutes. So Hunter and I are just standing around looking at each other right outside like the main dance hall because it's way too packed to go in. I know people say like a can of sardines, but it was literally like a can of sardines. I took a photo and sent it in my family group chat on WhatsApp because I was updating them about my trip. And I just said, what am I supposed to do here? Because I didn't know what I was supposed to do. And Hunter and I have no chemistry whatsoever. We're just random roommates on this trip. And so we're just kind of looking at each other, and he doesn't speak much. I've tried to have conversations with him, but when I do in the past over dinner, he just cuts me off and talks about football. And I don't really care about football, but I would try to humor him in a conversation, but he would always cut me off. And I was like, man, I don't even want to be here with this person. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go in. I'm going to go start pushing my way around and see if I can find our friends. And I go in, and I don't find our friends. So I waste another, like, 30 minutes. But eventually I get a text back from them. And they're like, oh, we're over here. We're in this specific part. So I go and buy a drink because I'm, again, sober and not having fun. And that's apparently what you need to do to have fun to go clubbing. I guess. I was learning. So I'm looking for my friends, and they're in, like, this exclusive area, I guess. I don't know how they got there, but there's a bouncer standing guarding the area. So I try to summon as all of my assertiveness as possible and just respect, like, just push past this guy. And then he just stops, and he just gives me this look. And he's like, no, you can't do that. And then I was like, okay, let me stand at the bottom of these stairs, take a deep breath, figure out what I'm going to do. And then, like, a huge group of people left. I was like, well, there's a lot of people here. Maybe it's just really packed. Maybe there wasn't enough space up there. So then a group of, like, seven girls leaves. And then I give him a look. And then I just start walking up again. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go. And he gives me this look like he's going to strangle me to death. He's like this beefy Spanish man. And and then at that moment, I was like, it's nearly 4:30. I'm not having fun. I don't necessarily even like the people I'm going out with. I don't know why I'm here. I'm going to go home. So I rented a bike because Spain has really good public transport, and I just listened to music for 30 minutes and biked home, and I had a lot of fun. And that's my story.